This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We talk about Equifax's CEO with the platinum, it appears, parachute and a $2,000 pizza. Would you believe Hugh Hefner dead at 91? It seemed like the founder of Playboy was going to live forever. Kate Delaney, ATN. We first turn to Lori Lewis as we head to Washington, D.C. from Talk Media News. She is all over the Pentagon and all over things political related to that and such. Lori, thanks as always for joining us.
Hey, Kate. Good to be here.
So it's interesting. Somebody asked me about Russian trolls today, and experts on Russia are saying that President Putin had several goals in hacking last year's election. We keep hearing about that, right? Leaking, propaganda campaign, all of that. He hoped to damage and potentially defeat Hillary Clinton, who he blamed for encouraging pro-democracy protests in Russia and neighboring states. But experts have also said that Vladimir Putin also tried to darken the image of the United States, making it a less attractive model for other countries and reducing its international influence. So today we saw a spike in reporting on ads, continuing that conversation. It's interesting that that we have with Lori Lewis focusing on what it is that people are talking about, but a spike in reporting on ads that Russian operatives are said to have bought on Facebook during the election. So what does that mean?
Yeah, that's right. So what we've seen over the last 3 weeks unfold is kind of a skeleton of an idea of what could have been a robust propaganda and social media and ad campaign during the election that looked to exploit racial and religious and cultural divisions in America. And we've also seen reporting about other alleged uses of social media by Russian operatives. So, Kate, if you could play this the clip from Republican Senator James Lankford. He was actually speaking today from the Senate at a hearing titled Threats to the Homeland. Present at that hearing was the head of the FBI, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, and the head of the National Counterterrorism Center. So these are some big hitters, and this is something he said to them today.
We watched even this weekend the Russians and their troll farms and their internet folks start hashtagging out take a knee and also hashtagging out boycott NFL. They were taking both sides of the argument this past weekend and pushing them out from their troll farms as much as they could to try to just raise the noise level in America and to make a big issue seem like an even bigger issue as they're trying to push divisiveness in the country.
Well, and it became a big issue. There's no doubt about that. Besides this show, many of you know I'm syndicated on the NBC Sports Radio Network on the weekend, and it was huge. So what we heard in the clip that Lori just played is that this extends to the controversy surrounding NFL athletes kneeling during the national anthem, which means that this alleged influence campaign didn't stop with the election, nor is this part of it confined to support for any kind of a particular political ideology, right?
Yeah, so that's what we're seeing out of these latest reports. And, you know, before we heard this, actually, when the U.S. intelligence agencies came out with a report, if you remember, after the election. They not only said that, like, this influence campaign had to do with propping up Donald Trump, that was actually much lesser of it. They said it looked to degrade Hillary Clinton and eventually prop up Donald Trump. But what it also said is it tried to use like American ideals to turn them against one another. So what we're talking about though today is these Facebook ads and social media posts, particularly, and this is of course part of a larger campaign that we've heard about. Officials are saying that some 3,000 ads were purchased on Facebook. This is about $100,000 worth of advertising. And when reports do talk about these Twitter accounts that are tied to, like, Russian trolls, so it's called, these Twitter accounts have been in about the hundreds. So it's a small operation that we know about right now.
Well, you said the key thing there, Lori, what we know about right now. So who knows how far this goes. I mean, even Zuckerberg was kind of blowing his stack off the on the whole Russian trolls warnings before the attack, before that even happened. If we go back to, you know, 2016, and now this is back again, and actually trying to tie how much of it and how vast it is, it's pretty tough. We're talking about these bots, you know, and what ultimately they led to. So this committee to investigate Russia, of course, is looking into this, is all over this. So the Russian ad buy is a significant Facebook purchase, but it seems so small compared to talking about the national U.S. election as far as interfering with that. And maybe that's because all the ads have been discovered, which is what I think. Who knows? The ads were part of a message testing protocol to improve the reach of the posts, you know, natively by other accounts. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy if we were to look at it and we think of it as a real-time focus group to test the most viral content and framing. Right, Lori? So if you threw $100,000 down, it was a test that maybe didn't get as much bang for its buck, but it caused trouble, I guess, for Facebook, obviously, because Zuckerberg went nuts, and as he should have, and it went back to that whole influence thing. It's very wild, I think, and you know, it's a little flaky. So you look, you have a little truth, you have a little fake material, and depending on how much money you dump into it, who knows where it leads, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's right. So saying this $100,000 worth of ads, you know, Facebook makes a lot of money in ads every year. I think it's near like $4 billion. But what could have happened, though, still, like, we don't know how much of an influence this had. We know it happened, though, which is interesting and noteworthy in itself. But, Kate, I will say, so in addition to that clip that we heard about the NFL Twitter accounts or the hashtags, there's been other reporting that shows that these ads on Facebook exhibit a deep understanding of social divides in U.S. society. Some ads promoting African-American rights groups, including Black Lives Matter, and others actually suggesting that those very groups pose a threat. So it's, again, just like you heard Netflix playing the side that says, you know, boycott the NFL or, you know, I'm sorry, so both sides of that debate, you see both sides of this debate here with Black Lives Matter being, you know, a noble cause versus a political threat.
Yeah, boy, it's crazy. So now here's what's interesting. We're running out of time, but the House Intelligence Committee announced that it's going to hold a public hearing. They just did this on Wednesday on the matter of Russian influence next month. Facebook, Twitter, Google supposedly are invited to testify at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing on November 1st. That's going to be must-see, I think. I mean, wow, I can't wait to see what comes out of that. That's big, right?
Yep, that'll be a big day.
No kidding. All right, Lori Lewis, as always, fantastic stuff. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's something to think about. You know, on this show, we've talked about Russia, how many times, and influence, and now this investigation, which has been going on for how long, from the former FBI director who leads the charge, and now here we go, looking at what that could have meant as far as kind of swaying in either direction with taking a knee in the NFL. When we come back, we're talking cars. Oh, I like cars. I like to look at them. I wish I knew more about cars. Oh, boy, oh, boy. We're going to find out more. Donovan Cashin joins us for Cashin Cars here on America Tonight. On the flip side,
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. You know that I've been talking about cars for a very, very long time. Still no decisions, but we're close. GM is considering a proposal that we have, because I know some of you have written me emails like Bob and Jake and also Bill. Don't worry, we'll keep you up to date on what's happening with my car situation. But off the lot, we have Cash and Cars with us again, and that would be Donovan Cashin, who is our car expert, and it's been too long. We needed to have him on sooner. But he's with me now, and there's a lot of cool things actually to talk about, including something he was telling me off the air. This car, it's the G7
GT.
So you can tell how smart I am with cars. GT 2RS, and I saw a picture of it actually. If you go to Cashin Cars on Instagram, you can see actually a photograph that he took of this car, and it's incredible. It's supposedly in unbelievably fast. So tell me about why I should care about this car. It's beautiful because I went and I looked on Instagram, but it's the fastest production car. What does that mean?
So pretty much it is the fastest production car around a track called the Nürburgring, which is located in Nuremberg, Germany. It's actually considered toll road there since it's kind of government funded in a way. This car, it's the track version of the Porsche 911, which is a well-known sports car that most of you probably know of. This is the more track-focused version. It went around the 14-mile track in a total of 6 minutes and 47 seconds, averaging speeds over 100 miles an hour, which is crazy.
Wow, so say that again. How many minutes and what was the speed?
It was going 100 miles an hour at 6 minutes and 47 seconds around the 14-mile track.
Wow. So we'll never see that on the street, right? Or we can see it on the street, but if you try to push it at that level, you'll get pulled over in a second.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'd be pulled over almost instantaneously. It goes 0 to 60 in about 3.2 seconds, which is much faster than any of us normal humans can handle.
Now, the car that you showed me, I mean, they're different colors. How big does color play into, do you think, some of these decisions for high-end buyers? So let's say money is not an object, and I just like fast cars and cool cars, and you're telling us great information about that, Donovan, frankly. And I say to you, listen, I'm not sure what I want, but I like the idea of the fast car, and I kind of like this model. Do you think color plays a part of this? Because I think the car companies think it does.
Surprisingly, color does play a huge part in the car's value overall. Lots of cars out there from multiple different manufacturers, if you have a more rare color or special something, people are more willing to pay more money for that vehicle. Some cars I've heard of premiums, like the Ford GT, it had an option called the Heritage Edition, which made it look like the 1964 Le Mans car. The paint option back in the day was about $15,000, which is a lot of money for paint, for goodness sakes. And nowadays, that car is commanding an over $100,000 premium on top of the normal GT, which back in the day cost about $115,000, and now they range from about $200,000 to $300,000. So just imagine a $100,000 premium off of that.
Wow. So you photograph cars, and you've been lucky to get into some great places, especially, you know, this show emanates, and people know, from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and there are a lot of classic car buyers and people interested in cars. Is Dallas kind of a hotbed for that, do you think?
More than you'd expect. There are lots of supercars and even hypercars in the Dallas area. People have a lot more money than all of us really believe that they spend on cars. A friend of mine is actually getting something called a Bugatti Chiron, which is coming in a couple weeks. The car is worth about $3 million, which is a crazy figure to spend on a car.
Wait a second. $3 million, so that has to be a rarity. How many do you think there are even made that someone would pay that kind of price for a car?
I've only seen one of that type of vehicle. They came out in, I think, 2015. But they it'll be one of three in the country currently, at least. There are two others, and this will be the third one to enter the United States so far.
Wow, that's huge. So if your friend's getting it, that means you'll be able to take a photograph of it, and people listening to us, if they want to see it, if they go to Cash and Cars on Instagram, eventually they'll see that, right?
Correct, yes. I've already photographed one of the Bugatti Chirons in a blue carbon fiber, which is a very beautiful specification for a vehicle like that. But the car, what's interesting about it is it goes 0 to 260 miles an hour or 400 kilometers an hour back to zero in a total of 42 seconds.
Wow, 42 seconds, that's amazing. Now, I also understand, and you talked to me off the air about this, that you rode in a McLaren. What does it feel like to be in a McLaren, first of all, and what kind of pickup does it have?
Great question. The McLaren that I got to ride in was the more limited edition version called the 675 Longtail, or LT, abbreviated. It's a rear-wheel drive car, but it feels like it's all-wheel drive. It has an enormous amount of grip from all the downforce and special aero it has. Even the back gate, or not gate per se, but since it's mid-engine, the engine cover is made out of, I believe, plexiglass, any way they can to save weight, they did. There's not even any stress to hold it up. You have to bring out a little pencil or like a ruler looking thing and prop up the rear hatch.
Wow. So as you were riding in that McLaren, what were you thinking? Because it has to be just the most comfortable ride, because at that price and the way it looks, because see, I think there's sometimes a disconnect. So for example, and this is a much lower level, when Hummers first came out, I dated a guy who had a Hummer, and they would talk about it, and he would lend it to me, and he kept saying, do you want to get one? And at first I thought it was really cool, and people thought it was cool. We were in California, and I was driving around. But you know what? It wasn't that great of a ride. So just because it sort of costs a little more than the average car, let's say, it wasn't necessarily great. I was riding around in a tank. Did you feel like the McLaren lived up to its price tag?
It does it in the performance way. In the comfort way, well, I don't know so much so. The seats were custom fit to the owner. Well, custom fit in the way that you could select three different sizes. For instance, you could have the small, the medium, and large size seats. And it was a, I believe, It has a magnetic ride, I believe, so that you can change the suspension settings by a touch of a button to make it either rougher or less rough, depending on what services you're going on. For normal street use, they don't recommend really the race mode, but the owner that I rode in, rode with, at least, does it all the time.
Wow. So, again, that makes sense because they're going to customize the car. Tesla, so your family has a Tesla, and there are, I'm noticing that more Teslas are starting to pop up, and part of that is adjusting to not getting gas and, you know, it's an electric car. What's it like for you now? Because you're used to it. You've had the car, your family's had the car for a while, so it's probably old hat for you. But what's it like, or what do you think is the value of having an electric car?
The value really is not having to get gas. It's probably the best feeling ever to just drive by a gas station and not really care about the gas price. For instance, back when, if you guys remember when the gas crisis hit, at least in my area, which is Dallas, we gas stations had large, almost hour waits in some places, and gas was a very hard commodity to find. It was great to be not having to worry about running out of gas, even though my father's car was not so lucky.
I like that. All right, we're here with Donovan Cashin, of course, and I want to remind everyone that as mature as he sounds, and he is our car guru, he is just 14, so I can only imagine what the future holds with the knowledge he already contains. It's just absolutely amazing to see his photographs, too. So I'm going to say it again, because people have asked me, and this is radio, of course, and it's an audio medium, but if you go to Cashin Cars on Instagram, you'll be able to see some of his fabulous photographs. What got you into the photography side of it? Was it the cars first or the photography? That which one came first?
The cars by quite a couple years. I've been in photography for a few years now, but cars since day one, really. As soon as I could roll a little matchbox car in front of my eyes, I knew it was destined to be.
That you like cars. And the like of cars, does that go over into, for example, formula racing or watching any of that? Because I've covered all forms of racing, so I've been to all those tracks, and I like fast cars, and I like to hear about the cars. But for you, it'd be a little bit deeper than that. Which do you like the best? Are you a NASCAR fan? No. What are you, a formula racing fan?
I'm a big fan of Formula One and Lewis Hamilton and all the guys on Team AMG Petronas. That's kind of where I went to my first actual F1 race at the Circuit of the Americas, which is down here in Austin, Texas. I believe it was about this time last year. Probably one of the best experiences I've had. It was amazing to see all the cars that I'd seen on TV for years and years before.
Wow. So for you, if you look, I mean, you're 14 and you have plenty of time to think about what you might want to do, but obviously you have this keen interest on cars, but not necessarily being a driver. If you had to take a shot at it, because, you know, we can't help but do that. When from the time we're born, people are asking us, what are you going to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to be a fireman? Do you want to be a lawyer? So where do you see yourself slanting?
I see myself slanting, of course, towards the car, maybe manufacturing, being a dealer rep, or owning my own dealership. I'd love to do that and sell all the nice cars to people that I like, really.
Wow.
In the Dallas area, of course.
Right. Excellent, as always, Donovan Cashin. Thank you so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Ridiculousness is going on that people are talking about in this country that the stampede would like to roll over. Okay, I'll give you one of them. Megyn Kelly. You know the success that Megyn Kelly had on Fox, of course. And now it's been a wild odyssey since she jumped over to NBC. And this Today Show kind of deal for her, it's been a really intriguing to watch this. She had Jane Fonda on the show, along with Robert Redford. They have a new film out called Our Souls at Night. So, you know, when actors do these things, and we've had plenty of actors on this show, when they come on, they, you know, they're promoting the film and want to talk about the film. And if you throw them the right kind of curveball, they like it. They'll answer it because they're tired of answering that, you know, the same questions. But Megyn Kelly really went rogue. Megyn Kelly decided that she was going to say to Jane Fonda, and I guess to Robert Redford, too, that both of them were examples to everyone in how to age beautifully and with strength and unapologetically. She specifically said that to Jane Fonda. She said, you admit you've had work done, which I think is to your credit, but you look amazing. I read that you said you're not proud to say you've had work done. Why not? And there's this crazy long pause. And then she sort of came back and she said, Well, one of the things people think when they look at you is how good you look. And then Fonda, what is she going to say? She just said kind of matter-of-factly, well, thanks. And then she said, good attitude, good posture, I take care of myself. But let me tell you why I love this movie that we did, rather than plastic surgery. And Robert Redford just burst out laughing. So it's really crazy, 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 awkward moment. And I'm sure she was happy to get out of, you know, get out of that interview. She, you know, boom, that was it. And there was all kinds of crazy backlash from it because, you know, we live in the 140 character world now. So any kind of reaction pops up on Twitter, you can see it. It would take me an entire show to go through all of it. But it was really wild. When she nailed her with that question, she just had no response to that. Nothing. Crazy. All right. Also with the Stampede, Tiger Woods. I've interviewed Tiger Woods twice, but it's been a very, very long time, and he was at the top of his game. And, you know, I'm a records person. I talk about numbers a lot, and numbers are sexy to me. And he was the guy who I thought was going to eclipse Jack Nicklaus's number of wins, number of professional, you know, majors wins. And that's not happening. I mean, his back and his surgeries are so bad at this point. Tiger Woods definitely says he could see a scenario where he doesn't return from injury. And I think that's a very big hint. 18 is not in his future. 18 majors. Because he's rehabbing from back surgery. And he's now, when he's asked this, and he just was asked it, he's exercising and doing what he has to do. He's working out. He's on the treadmill, swimming, lifting, doing all that. But I think if it's really outrageous, injuries which have limited him, he's going to be 42 on December 30th, and he's only played in 15 tournaments since 2015. So I wouldn't look for a lot of Tiger Woods appearances. I don't think that's in the cards. I don't think that's in the cards for him. And then I came across really crazy. How much money would you spend for gourmet food? You know, someone said, oh, it's the best I've ever had. It's the best I've ever had. And I was thinking about this the other day, like, what's the most you've ever spent on grub? So how about a $2,000 pizza? What could they possibly have in this pizza that would have you floating away? But yeah, and this happens in New York. So it's the most expensive pizza that we know of on the planet. It costs $2,000. So that's what, break it down to how many slices are in the pie. That's $250 a slice of pie, for goodness sake. Are you kidding? A slice of pizza pie, $250. And then I saw an article where they broke it down even further than me. $50 a bite. Yeah. So CNBC has the Secret Lives of the Super Rich. And this, it's the creation of a chef in his downtown Manhattan restaurant. It's called Industry Kitchen. And he said he wanted to create a super special delicacy to honor the restaurant's proximity to Wall Street. So I'm just going to tell you what's made from, because I can't just leave you there thinking, well, what's this pizza about? It's a 12-inch crust. It has a special black dough made from Indian squid ink. And I can barely contain myself. And special flour imported from Italy. Then it's sprinkled with gold flakes from Ecuador. So gold flakes. It's fired in the oven briefly. Then it's coated with a special white Stilton cheese from England. Then there's the pepperoni. Foie de gras flown in from France. That's what it is. There's thick slices of it. Then there's three. This is expensive too. And then he puts in $300 of black truffles, then caviar from the Caspian Sea. And then, but we're not done, there are layers, strips of edible gold. They make them in Germany. Make them in Germany. And then there's rose petals that are splashed on top of it. So $2,000 pizza. I don't even know if I could find any people that would want to split that with me. Hey, let's go. Let's roll big. Let's go out to lunch. I don't know. I know some rock star speakers. Maybe they would do that. It'll only cost you $250 for a slice of this thing. And then we'll talk about it for the rest of our lives. I want to know who's getting that pizza. $2,000 for pizza. Oh, man, oh, man. I think of my husband, who you hear once a week on this show, on the other side. I take him to New York for the first time. He's traveled all over the place, but he grew up in Texas. And I take him to my favorite restaurant in New York City. It's an Italian restaurant. It's called Osteria Laguna. And it's a good restaurant. We get into the restaurant, and he decides he wants to order an appetizer, and they bring the Italian meats, you know, the plate of the Italian meats. And he yells out, "Oh, $20 for a plate of meat? You have to be kidding me." I think it's the only time in our relationship my face was as red as probably those rose petals on that $2,000 pizza. I was just like, yeah, buddy, we're in New York City. Yeah, it's more than a plate of meat. It's pretty funny. So Hugh Hefner, he knows all about expensive taste. He lived in the mansion, for goodness sake, with oodles of beautiful women. He was the guy who pioneered Playboy magazine in 1953. That's when that started. I mean, he became, let's face it, he became iconic, or kind of a social and cultural pioneer, maybe is a better way to say it. So at 91, he died of natural causes. Yeah. He became a millionaire when he founded Playboy magazine. And he kept the brown bag industry in business, because they would wrap the magazines originally when they came in the mail like that, I guess. Anyway, you know, it's interesting. To publish Playboy, because you think of the 50s, his mother gave him a $1,000 loan to publish Playboy. She said not because, when she was quoted later, not because she believed in the venture, but because she believed in her son. So it sold 50,000 copies the first issue. 50,000 copies. Marilyn Monroe was on the cover. And eventually, we've seen how publishing has changed, but it went on to have 7 million subscribers by its second year, which is giant. Just in the second year to have that many people subscribing and interested in the magazine? Yeah. And then, of course, tougher times. You get to 2000 and something, it's a lot different. But in the 70s, he bought the Playboy Mansion, which became the Playboy Mansion. He bought that building, 21,000 plus square feet. Remember, it had, because it would be on TV every once in a while, waterfall, swimming pool, grotto, wine cellar, yeah, you name it. He had it stuffed in that Playboy Mansion. So 91, Hugh Hefner dies of natural causes. Wow. That kind of came out of the blue, right? All right, now I'm going to throw some other stampedes for you, meaning kind of quick hits here that would create a little bit of buzz if we had time to talk about anything else. This is sad, and we've actually had a guest or two to talk about this, but the fate of thousands of wild horses is kind of hanging in the balance. The Senate is considering an amendment to a spending bill that would allow euthanasia of Mustangs and burros that are running around on land owned by the federal government. The amendment would allow the Interior Department's Bureau of Land Management to sell the wild horses without an assurance they wouldn't be slaughtered. And eventually it would be settled in negotiations between the Senate and the House. And if you see these horses, I mean, it is very cool to see these horses. But there's a lot of horses. And they've got about 50 that they know of for sure. And they have a lot of energy. It's going to be tough to round them up. But the BLM is responsible for wild horses. So there could be way more than that. They say you go from the 50 they're trying to round up to some of the other areas where you have wild horses, and the numbers could be absolutely staggering. There's something about the whole euthanasia and these horses that is creepy, creepy to me. And it used to be that they would get adopted, but the numbers are way, way down. So that's been a huge, huge problem. We come back. Mailbag. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Nice. From the archives. That's probably their most famous song. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe I just think it is. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. A ton of you have sent me emails on a plethora of things, so we're going to go to the mailbag in just a second. I mentioned some of the odds and ends because I got requests to keep you up to date on some of the other buzzes around the land. Obviously, when we bounce back to politics, there are a few major hurdles that have to happen when it comes to, when it comes to healthcare, that I don't think we're getting over those hurdles. I said that a long time ago. How many times have we gone to Washington? How many different perspectives have we looked at this entire healthcare situation from Republicans, Democrats, healthcare officials themselves, etc., right? So nothing's happening here. There's no push on this because there's not enough votes. So we know that, I mean, honestly, I don't know how anything would change with that. You have Paul Ryan today saying that the healthcare bill will have it. By the year's end, there's going to be a healthcare bill. What bill is that? I don't get it. I don't see if his math, maybe his math is different than my math. Maybe in the Midwest the math is different. I don't get it. Listen, I spend a ton of time in his neck of the woods. It doesn't make any sense to me. He says, I can control what we can control. We're doing our job in the House and rooting for our friends in the Senate to get it done. We're disappointed in health care, but we have a chance to get the big things done. And so they're saying that, you know, the Senate is gumming up the works. He was on Sean Hannity's show, and he said, you know, look, Hannity said, is it going to be done by December? He said, that's my plan. But the Senate's not going to, they're not going to vote that way. There aren't enough votes. The bill is 2 votes shy of the 50 it needs. What is going to change in that time? I don't see it. I don't think we're going to have it. I think my crystal ball was accurate 7 months ago, 8 months ago, when I said we can listen to all this rhetoric, but it's not happening. Whatever you think you're getting, whatever you hope you get, it's look what's in your wallet and just that's what you got. Because it's not changing any time soon. It's not changing. And then this from Mark Zuckerberg, who I'm sure will be on the Hill coming up in November for the whole Russian hack thing that we talked about at the top of this show. So Zuckerberg said to President Trump, because Trump is claiming that Facebook has opposed him, Zuckerberg's saying, that liberals help Trump. Both sides are upset about ideas and content they don't like. That's what he posted Wednesday on Facebook. He said that's what's running a platform for all ideas looks like. And he was responding to a tweet from the president that said Facebook was always anti-Trump. The networks were always anti-Trump, hence fake news. They were all anti-Trump. Collusion, question mark. And then that's when Zuckerberg tweeted out and said, no, every topic was discussed, not just what was covered in the media. And then taking a knee to a different level, and I'm going to jump to the mailbag in just a second, but the creators of Grey's Anatomy, along with a bunch of the cast members, took a knee on Tuesday to show their solidarity with the players in the NFL, protesting the criticisms that the president threw the way of the players who chose to kneel during the national anthem. So Shonda Rhimes, who created the show and is a brilliant writer, posted the photo to Instagram. Cast members, Ellen Pompeo, longtime cast member, and others took knees, and they posted the pictures. And I wonder, will this carry over maybe to other productions in Hollywood, maybe to some other television productions? Who knows? On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time. The mail is here.
This one's from Carl, and Carl says, Kate, you know, all this debate about taking knees and standing and what's going on and players before the anthem and then standing for the anthem. Boy, it is very tiring. I'm all for protests of any kind. I agree with you that, I mean, whether you agree or not, you know, this is America, and we can love to hate people for what we call their lame opinions, but for goodness sake, we don't want to completely take it away. But now it's becoming such a sideshow. I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL, as you were talking about ratings, does lose a lot of ratings because people, frankly, are frustrated with it. I think even people that weren't that anti the knee thing are tired of the whole idea of constantly having to talk about whether someone's taken a knee before a game or not. Got another one in that department. This one is from Gilda, who says, amen to the people who take a knee. They show their bravery and guts and leave it out there. And many of them have said they have family members who serve. It's nothing to do with that. It's that they have the platform to share, and people can be so damn vicious. And then one more. I'll go to one more. This one is from William, and William says, I'm mixed on the knee thing. I think the Cowboys did it right, frankly. So show solidarity with the players, which many of them are African-American, not a dumb move by Jerry Jones, and then stand when the actual anthem is going on. I don't think you can really smash him for that. I don't understand why one of your callers did do that, and I don't agree with her. I know she has a hard time with compromise, but I think in this case he compromised, and I give him big props for that. Ooh, that would be Izzy. She does not compromise. She's a hard right turn, and she tells you that. That's why we like Izzy in Missouri, because she is what she is, and her opinions, she sticks with her opinions. She's not wishy-washy about them. So there you go for that. All right, let's move on to something else. I got this one from Gino. Gino said, Kate, I heard you were in Philadelphia, and you didn't tell us much about Philadelphia. How was it? Did you get to see your family? And was it hard for you to crawl back to the Southwest? I think Gino said that because he listens to us in New Jersey. You know what? It's always hard to leave family behind. It is always kind of a battle. I have other friends that live in other parts of the country and live where I live now. And this is what happens for most of us. And then you go back and it's like going back in time and it's too short. And then you're transported, and it's always a weird transition. Yes, but it was awesome to be back. And it was great. I'll tell you, it was, because I'm watching when I'm eating, it was really tough because the land of Philadelphia and Jersey is all about cheesesteaks and Italian meat, and it's just a food fiesta is what it is. It just is. That's what it is. So, yeah, thanks for asking that, Gina. Okay, so now here's one from Vince. And Vince says, Kate, Puerto Rico, so sad. After I was listening to you describe what was happening to the people and listening to some of the comments on the air, I went and looked at video and some photographs, and I guess I knew it was bad, but maybe I didn't realize how bad it was. It made me want to go and do something about it, so I've donated whatever I can. But the people definitely need water and food. They definitely are having a hard time of it. And, of course, Hurricane Maria devastated that island, and the National Guard can only come in and out so quickly. And with so many people without power, what's really sad is how many people aren't going to survive. Well, hopefully, you know, there's enough help that anyone who's been stranded and they get food and water and fuel, but, yeah, they're... I mean, I would be naive to think nothing happens to anybody, no power. They're sending like up to 3,000 troops to Puerto Rico in the next couple of days, and they just got to do what they got to do to get the supplies to the peeps, but it's really tough to navigate some of the areas where they're trapped. Do what you can to help, people. That's how we are. That's how we roll here in the U.S. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you all. If you have any thoughts, you can send them to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact. Bada bing. You are in, my friends.
Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.